Okay, so once I came back, I told the people at the phone company that I was leaving, that they wanted to know, well, why? Why are you? And I said, I'm going to television. They wanted me to come over. I'm going to be a trainee at Channel 3. And they were just surprised that I would leave this secure job to try it working in television. You know, they pointed out how risky that was for me. And I said, you know, I understand all of that. I said, but I'm not married. I don't have a lot of obligations at this point. I said, you know, if I fail at it, you know, hopefully you'll hire me back here at the job, you know. And so anyway, I said, you know, I wanted to get into marketing. You guys had a chance to promote me and you didn't allow me to do that. I said, so I'm going to try something else, you know. And so I said, okay, if that's what you want, you know. And so they bid me farewell. And I went over to Channel 3. And I, after being introduced, you know, to the all-white staff there, Mr. Howe, a very nice gentleman, very liberal kind of guy, you know, gray-haired fellow, small in stature and everything. So he was telling me that, you know, what they wanted to do was give African Americans a chance to break into this field. And I know, I suspect that the FCC, which had requirements at that time, that they try to show either some diversity or show that they were responsive to the community and involvement and all. So they needed an African-American, I think, and especially considering the owner of KORK also owned the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He also owned the radio station by the same name, KORK, so they needed to show something. And so that's why they made this gesture, I think. And he said, well, we're going to work with you about maybe 6 months before you would actually be on the air, you know, doing anything on the air. So we will be training you, on-the-job training, and we're going to send you to Kodak school, because at that time reporters were required to, you know, to learn how to shoot film. And actually that was a part of my job, was reporter cameraman. And so I went to California, I think it was Hollywood, California, where Kodak had a school that trained one to shoot news film, you know. And there's a special thing you have to know about shooting news film. You don't want to be panning and this kind of thing. So I went to that school, got a certificate from there. And so I started going around with some of the other reporters, one in particular, that he was the reporter and I was his cameraman. And so that's how we started. And as it turned out, I was actually on the air in probably six weeks instead of 6 months.